Okay, today's Daf Memches. You're on Daf Memches. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines where the lines get wide at the left side of the line where it says Amar Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama says the following. In our Mishnah, we had a machloket. What do you do with dough that is tamei that you want to bake matzah for yourself, but you can't give challah? Because a Kohen can't eat tamei challah. And you can't burn it, because you can't burn kachem on yontif. And you can't let it sit in your house, because it might become chametz. What do you do? What do you do? So Rabbi Eliezer said, what you do is, bake them all, because you can give challah after you bake it too. Bake them all, so they're all going to become matzah. Then on each one, you could have said when it's in the oven, that's the one, I'm not giving that one, I'm not giving that one, I'm not giving that one. And it turns out, you have to get something, but it's after you baked it. So you baked it for a proper purpose, because I could have eaten every single one. And then afterwards you put one aside, and after yontif you burn it. After yontif you can get rid of it. That's what really Ezra said. Rabbi Yeshua said, no, take off the challah regular. It doesn't belong to you. It's not yours. It doesn't belong to you. So therefore, you're not over by your matzah. Very simple. What are they arguing about? What's the root of that machlokas? Rambam Bar Chama wants to say, the root of the machlokas is, do you say howl? That's what it's about. How's it about that? Here we go. Amar Rambam Bar Chama. First of all, before we get to howl, does everyone see what the machlokas is about? Do you see what they're arguing about? You see why they each hold what they hold? So Rabbi Eliezer is not impressed with the answer, well, it's not yours. Not impressed with that. That answer is not an answer for him. And Rabbi Yeshua said, I don't want you to bake it beforehand. So, what's going on? So, Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, Had Rav Chista V'Rabba Machlokes de Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua hi. The Machlokes of Hoel is really the Machlokes of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The Rabbi Eliezer Savar Amrin and Hoel. Rabbi Eliezer says, we say Hoel. What does that mean? Says Rashi, right over here, a few lines above. Rabbi Eliezer, Tzavar, Amin Hoel. Afal Gaf, the Sofo, Lahafrish, Achas Mehen, Lechala. Even though you're going to have to give one of them as Chala. You're going to have to do that. V'nimsa, and it's going to come out, Shatarach B'davar, She'enu Roy Lachila. And you were busy with something that you can't eat. And on Yontif, you're not allowed to do that. Not to cook something you're not eating. And hey, you're going to cook, you're going to bake a bread that no one's going to eat, matzah. No one's going to eat it. So how could you do that? Says Rashi, explaining Rabbi Eliezer, it's not a problem. Afilu hachi, I mean hoel. We say hoel. V'i boi lo mafrish chada l'chala, ela batzek mikal chada v'chada. What you could have done was, you could have given chala, let's say you baked 10 matzahs. So you can give one matzah as challah, or you can give a little bit of each one as challah. You can break off a little piece of each one. Could have done that too. So since I could do that, that's not you're gonna give the Kohen broken pieces of matzah. You could do that. If I do that, every single matzah was necessary. So I didn't do anything wrong. I could do that, right? V'ikul meimar v'chol chada v'chada chazilei u'mutar lafosa, and every single matzah was mutar to bake. And therefore, I did a mutter thing.
That's the reason why every matzah is mutter today.
Because...
Is it Roy of the matzahs that are also going back Roy?
Yeah, so I guess if it's going to answer like that. We're going to reject this anyway. But that's his reason. That's what Rilatha says. It says, bake them all. And then one you can put aside. We said, because you could always say, that's the one. I didn't want to give that one for challah. I didn't want to give that one. And you it's like a little bit of a trick. At the end of the day, you get to bake them all.
So this is the could have baked the matzah in this fashion.
Right. Therefore, I'm allowed to bake them all. That's what Rabbi Eliezer said. And you can even take off one and put it to the side, and after yontif, you'll get rid of it. Because they could have done it like this. Rabbi Yeshua suffer, long meaning hole. Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that the issue is that there's no issue of chameit that doesn't belong to you, doesn't subscribe to hole. He says you give off the challah when it's still dough. It's going to sit and rise in my kit. Doesn't make a difference. Not yours.
Belongs to...
Sarashi says,
I could have baked it like that.
Exactly. Sarashi, that's what the Gemara is going to say. Sarashi says, Rav Yeshua suffered lomer in hol, kedil hatem molechas yontif. to be matter malach on yantif. I don't hold from hoel. Ha hoel I boy michal aleha dilael lo ka rabbi bar chama. Rabbi bar chama is not saying what we said yesterday and the day before, that you can go to a chacham and undo it. That's the hoel too. Not go to a chacham and undo it. Right? El ahol de isha malach is adam. He started with isha malach on yantif, and since of Yeshua doesn't let you bake it, he doesn't let you bake it. He makes you take off the chame, the matzah, the challah before you bake it. He must not hold of hol. So Gemara says, not so fast. Calm down. Amar of Papa Dilma. Wait a minute. Ad kan lo ka amar Rabbi Eliezer Hasam Damrin and Hoel El Diba Idna de Ka Ayla Tanura Kol Chada V'Chada Chazi Leila Didei. Right. When I put every matzah into this oven to bake, at the time I put it in, everyone is possible that I'm going to eat it. Why? Because that one I'm not giving chal on that one, I'm not giving chal on that one, I'm not giving chal on that one. So when I put them into the oven, it's possible to say every single one I'm going to eat. There's nothing to do with all. Nothing to do with that. Aval hacha, but by guests, but the case of guests, dila archin hu dechazi, lididei lo chazi. Right? When it comes to guests, so why are you baking so much food on Yontif? Because guests might come. You can't eat it. You can't eat that all. So you're baking it, you're really baking it because you want to save time during the week. Well, guests might come. Right? But right now, it's not mutter for you. Therefore, hachanami, the lomer and hol. Rabbi Eliezer would not agree with hol. What's the reason you could bake all the matzahs and what not you don't worry about challah? Because each one I could use. I could eat each one. Here, you can't eat each one while you're eating 10 servings of... Nah, I'm doing that. And also, Amar Shisha Bre Davidi, Dilma, Lohi, maybe the Rabbi Yeshua is also not the same. Ad kan lo kam Yeshua Hasam, El Delomrin and Hoel, El De Ika De Chada, Dol Chazi, Lo Lididei, Lo Leorchen. Right? One second. Right. By the challah, we're not going to say hoel, but Yeshua Hasam by the challah. Dolomin and hoel, el de ikka chada, delo chazi lo de valorchen. There's one matzah that nobody can eat it. You can't eat it, and guests can't eat it. Why? Because it's challah. Avahacha, but over here, the chazi miyas leorchen. Eim hachen I memrin and hoel. But when you bake a lot for a lot of people, you can still say, maybe someone will show up. And therefore, maybe he will say hol. So it's not a riot either way. It's not a riot either way. Amru Rabbanan Kameder of Yirmiya, Verb Zera. The Rabbanan said in front of Yirmiya and Verb Zera, that what? That this is the explanation. That you don't have to say hol, because Rabbi Eliezer and Yerushua, it's nothing to do with hol. Nothing to do with that. They sent this over to them. Rabbi Yirmiya Kibla, Rabbi Yirmiya was makabel that answer. Rabbi Zera lo kibla. Rabbi Zera was not makabel it. So I'm only Rabbi Yirmiya lo Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Yirmiya says to Rabbi Zera, I don't understand. Milsa de kashalon. We had a kasha about this, right? Va'asya mikama shnei b'may pligi Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. And for years, we were wondering what's the machlokas about. With Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua, no one had an answer. Hashda amruva mishmei de garva rabba v'lo makabele. Now Rabbah came along and said, oh, you know what the answer is? They're arguing about Hoel. That's what they're arguing about, even though Gemara rejected it. They're arguing about Hoel. Velo Nekabla, you're not going to take that to the bank? For years we were wondering, what are they arguing about? Rabbi Lazar and Yeshua, what are they arguing about? And now someone gave us an answer. He said, they're arguing about Hoel. What's wrong with that answer? So Amalei, so Rabbi Zera said back, Heichi Akabla, how can I accept that? I'll tell you why. The Tanina, because we went in a Brisa. Amar Lei Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Yehoshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, in a Brisa somewhere, Rabbi Yehoshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, Lidvarecha, according to you, Rabbi Eliezer, that you're going to bake every one, Harehu over Mishum Losasekal Malacha. You're violating the Israel of the Torah. The Torah says not to, you're not allowed to do Malacha, which means you're not allowed to do the, even mutter things that you don't need. So you can't bake things you can't eat. I don't do that. And what did Rabbi Eliezer answer back? For Shasek, lay. He answered nothing back. He didn't answer anything back. Why didn't he answer anything back? Why didn't he answer anything back? Says Zera, why didn't he answer anything back? Why didn't he answer back? If I were him, I would have said, you know what the answer is? Howell. Someone will show up. Something, I don't know. Howell. Didn't answer that. The E Ishya, right? And if the answer is Howell, Lamalay, he should have said, time of the deed, Bisham Howell. My answer is, Howell. You tell me I'm doing a malacha? Of course I'm doing a malacha. Howell, maybe someone will show up and eat it. Now, how are you eating something you're not allowed to eat? I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure. Anyway, Amalei, so Rabbi Yirmiyah said back to Rabbi Zera, Ul Taimecha, but according to you, Hadatanina Bebraisa, there is a Braisa where he answers him back. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer, Amalo Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Yeshua, Lidvarecha, according to you, right, that what? That you say to give off the dough before you bake anything, have you over Mishum Bal Yirol Bal Yimatze? It's chametz. And Vishosikle. And he didn't answer him back either. Right? Vishosikle, he was quiet. Hachanami Dolo Ahadale. You want to tell me he never answered him back? Hakama Ahadale B'masnizen. But he answered it back in our Mishnah. Ditnan, our Mishnah said, Lo zehu chametz shum uzharon alav mishum bal yirah bal yimatzei. That's not the bal yirah and bal yimatzei that the Torah cares about. Why? Because it doesn't belong to you. When you take off the chal, it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the kahuna family, the Kohen family. So it's not mine. So he answered him back. So he didn't answer him in that brisa, but he answered him back. Hachana Ella shasik lebe brisa, umahad lebe masnisen. Yes, in that brisa we don't have a response, but in our mission we have a response. Hachanami, so too, Amar, let's say, shasik lebe masnisen. He didn't answer him back in the Mishnah. Vahadule b'mechel ta'achwiti. He must have answered him somewhere else. He must have answered him in some other member somewhere. And what's the answer? What's the answer? What? Oh, exactly. Tanya. Right? So therefore, therefore, I accept the answer. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Halacha Kevelazer, Rabbi Yitzchak, Halacha Keben Beseira. How do we paskin? So the first person says, Rebbe says, the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. You can make them all, either whether it's Hoel, or whether it's because each one, as each one goes in, I say this is not going to be challah, so I'm baking each one bleheter. Rabbi Yitzchak says, the halacha is like Ben Becerra, which we didn't mention at all. Ben Becerra says you put it in cold water, and it'll stop the chametz growth, and that's how you do the challah. We don't even know what that means. We don't put anything in water, bisman hazeh. Not cold, not hot, we don't touch, we don't do that. But that's what Ben Becerra said. And Rabbi Yitzchak says, we pass on like Ben Becerra. Okay. Now, V'kama shir isa. What's the shir of dough? What does that mean, what's the shir of dough? So Rashi says, how much dough can you bake on Pesach? Rashi says, lolosh b'Pesach v'lo yoser. How much dough can you bake? You bake 50 pounds of dough. How are you going to bake all that in 18 minutes? You're going to have to, it's too much dough. It's going to rise. So what's the shear that you could play around on Pesach? You're allowed to bake on Pesach. What's the shear of dough that you're allowed to bake that's not going to be a problem of chametz? What's the shear? So, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omer, bechitin, if it's wheat, it's a kav. You can be busy with a kav, and it won't rise. Bechitin kavin. Kavin's two kavin, sorry, you're right. Ubisaorin, and with barley, shloshes kavin, three kav. I guess barley is faster, or you can have more, it's a bigger shear. You have more to play with, it's not going to become chametz. Reb Nosson Omar Mishum Rebbe Elezer, chiluf advar, just the opposite. Wheat is three and kav is two, and barley is two. Fine. I v'atanya, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omar, bechitin, shloshes kabin, ubisa orin, arba kabin, But somewhere else, it says 3 and 4. 3 and 4, right? Somewhere else says 3 and 4. Lo kasha, that's not a kasha. Ha, the second memra that says 3 and 4 is be... What's this word? Bechasichta. Bechasichta, which is bad dough, bad flour. And ha, the first one, bizma'al yisa, with good flour. Meaning, if it's bad flour, it's not going to rise as fast. And if we have more time, if we have more time, you can bake more. It's not going to rise. Good flour is going to rise faster. You have less time. Less of a shear because you have less time to play with.
What about
Erev
Pesach? What about...
What do you mean?
Can you do this
Erev
Pesach?
Yeah, Erev Pesach is no... Yes. Why not?
Because if you're not
allowed to
have...
It's for one person. It's for one person. Each person could... So I'm talking about baking, right?
Right. So if there's Zman Biur.
No, you can do it on Pesach. You're allowed to bake chametz on Pesach.
So are you allowed to use do you have to hold Benny Shurim in Erev Pesach?
Oh, probably, because it's Erev Chametz in Erev Pesach too.
So it says here Pesach. And what about just general matzah baking rules?
In a chanami. Probably the same thing. We're going to get to that in the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah talks about that. Omer of Papa, Shmarila, you see from here, that garinin chite chasichta michite ma'al yisa, that bad wheat is better, right? I'm sorry, garinin, it means worse. The bad wheat is worse than the better barley. Michite ma'al yisa tfe migarinin midigarinin sa'ari chasichta mitsiri ma'al yisa. Bad wheat is better than good wheat, in proportionally to bad barley being worse than good barley. What does that mean? The ilu hasam, by wheat, it's tilsa, it's a third. Why is it a third? The hacha riva, and by barley it's a quarter. Why? So Rashi explains, the ilu b'chiti, when it comes to wheat, katani, betovos, kabayim, with good wheat, you have 2 kav, uberos, shloshes kavin. And with bad wheat, you had 3 kav. You get more time because it's going to go rise slower. You have more time. Alma, gari tilsa. It's a difference of a third. V'ilu b'sa'or, when it comes to barley, hatovos shloshes kavin, varo is arba. The good is 3 and the bad is 4. Right? Lek gariusa el riva. It's only a quarter difference. A quarter is less than a third. And therefore, that's all the Gemara is saying. Okay. Amar Rav, Kaba milugna'a. It's a kav of milugna'a. So Rashi says it's a kav shel osamakom. It's a kav of a certain place. That's the shear. Whatever the kav is measured in that town, that's the shear. The other mefarshim say, the Sefer Yochsin says, the Rashbat says, no, you know what the word milugna'a means? It means, does the article say? What milugna means? Fascinating thing, what it means.
Yeah.
It means choni hamagel. Milugna means the guy who made the circle. He's the one who established this year. It's the kav of him. Which is interesting, because we don't find any halachas from him at all. In the whole shas. Only stories. Not halachas. Now, I've no doubt he was a big tzaddik. He had Hashem eating out of his hand, so it's pretty impressive. But we don't find any halachas from him. The Rashba says, no, that's what... Okay, it doesn't make a difference. Anyway, lepischa, that's the shear for Pesach, meaning that's the shear that you can bake matzah and not have to worry that it's going to become chametz. V'chein lechala, that's the same shear for giving off chala. You have that shear, you have to give chala. You have less than that, you don't have to. Ditnan, there's a mishnah in chala. The mishnah in chala says like this. It says Ditanya, but it really should be Ditnan. It's a mishnah in chala, and it says, Chameshes revoyim kemach, 5 quarters of a kemach, which is 1 1/4, right? It's 5/4. So 5/4 is 1 1/4. 5/4 of kemach, the ode, a little bit more than that, and that is a shear, chayavim bechala, right? Not a kav of lugina, not a kav from Choni Amagel, or from that town, so what's going on? So, Hachikamar, Kaba Milugina Nami Ahai Shiur Kai. That's the same shear. It's the same shear. There's a Mishnah Chal that says, what's the shear for giving of challah? 5/4 of a kav. It's the same exact shear as Choni Hamagal shear. Same exact thing. Amr of Yosef, Hani Nashi Didan, our women now, Bizman Azeh, Nohog Lemifa Kapiza Kapiza Lepischa. What they do is, our women now are Nohig, when they bake. Now, it's funny that no one said this in the Mishnah. When they bake matzah, they bake it in very small amounts. Very small doughs. So, you know what? You're never going to run into the problem of, oh my goodness, it's going to rise. Never going to become chametz, because the dough is too small. In order for the dough to rise, you have a certain shear. It's very small. So, Amalei Abaya, right? That's what it means. Kapiza, kapiza means very small doughs. Amalei Abaya, my daitacha l'chumra, l'chumra? You being machmir, you make them make very small dough, these small matzahs. Make them very, very small doughs, so that you don't come to chametz, it's a big chumra. You can't make a nice big dough, small ones. Why? So you don't come to be over on chametz. The chumra, the arsul de kulahu. It's a chumra that leads to a kula. Why? To come afkale mi chala. You're doing an end run around chala. It's mitzvah d'oraisa to give chala. You're not going to give chala because the shear is too small. Then you bake a little bit tiny. You don't have to give chala on that. There's a shear. So you're making these tiny little matzahs. You don't have to give chala. Yeah, you got around the chametz problem. Fantastic. And by doing that, you're not giving chala. So Amalei, well, no. You're going to do challah. How are you going to give challah? The Avidan Kerebi Eliezer. You're going to do it like Rabbi Eliezer said. Again, Ditnan, this is a Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Harode V'nosein L'sal, Hasal Mitzdarfen L'challah. If you put the doughs, the challahs, into a basket, the basket's Mitzdarif. It's true that each one is too small. And each baking is too small for the shear of chal. That's true. But Rabbi Eliezer came with a new halacha. If you put them all in one basket, the basket, so to speak, combines all the matzahs, all the doughs, and you have to get chal anyway. So I'm not getting around chal, not at all. I'm getting around chametz. I'm getting around chametz. I'm making small doughs. Not going to be a problem. What about chal? I'm still going to give chal. Still going to get the same basket. The basket itself it makes it into one shear. And therefore, even though it's too small, it's still chayav and chala. I'm not getting around chala anymore. It's only a win-win over here. Win-win. You look puzzled over there.
How does it keep becoming
chametz? It keeps it becoming chametz because the doughs are very small.
So
we said that in order to make chametz...
It's cumulative.
The what?
If it's cumulative...
No, but it's cumulative only after they're baked. They're already baked. I put them in the same chala, so they're cumulative 100%. They're already baked. We said you can give challah from dough, you can give challah from challah. So don't give it from dough. Bake them all. They're not going to rise because they're too small. They're not going to become chametz because they're very small. You're not going to give challah, it's too small. No, I am going to give challah because we're all going to go in the same basket. They're the same basket. I have 100 pounds of matzah. So of course I have to give challah. I have no problem giving it. So it's a win-win. Amalei, where am I? Yeah, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha Gavri Eliezer. We pass them like that. We pass it like that. Right, look at Rashi. Rashi is a fascinating Rashi over here. Amalei, it's the Rashi, it's the last Rashi before the lines get wide. And it's a little bit long Rashi, a lot of lines over here. But Rashi says, Ki Rabbi Eliezer Sviralan, we hold up Rabbi Eliezer, the Hasal Mitzdarfin L'chala L'achar Afiyasan. After you bake them, the basket will make all them Chayiv and Chala. V'idna, and nowadays, Kaimalan Ki Rabbi Eliezer B'chala Shel Ar. That's how we paskin. On a challah, that R means going into an oven. They ain't sarfin karchim yantif. You're not allowed to burn karchim on yantif. Right? Ula hashow some efshar. You can't let the dough sit there, because it'll rise and become chametz. Right? Rashi, we don't hold Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, give off the dough and let it sit there, it's not belong to you. We don't hold like that. Says Rashi, we do like Rabbi Eliezer. We bake them all. Umishiyakri ala hashem. And then after I bake them all, I'm going to say, that one's challah. That one I'm not eating. I could have eaten it before I said that, right? Because I could eat each one by playing that game. So I'll bake them all, then I'll call that one challah, right? So Rashi says, umishiyakru aleh hashem, if I do this before I bake them, asur lafosa, I'm not allowed to bake it. I'm not allowed to bake it. Why not? The halav achilu, because no one can eat it. V'lo karinu aleh hashem, don't call it a name. Don't say anything. Ella ose charora kitana etel gedola. Put a small one next to a large one. Va'ofa shtehen and bake them together. Ukishahu rode noston likli. When you're baking, you put it into a kli. V'hum it's darfan. Then it becomes combined. V'notel akitana. Take the smaller one. You're losing less challah. V'kori ala shem. You call it challah. U'mavarech. Make a bracha on challah. Ma'amafresh challah. U'matzniah. And then hide it. Then after yon. U'v'shesar for mishetech shachla olamachar. Then after yon. Or tomorrow. You can burn it. Or tomorrow you can burn it. Right? V'chein horolana Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Yakar. That's Yaakov ben Yakar. One of Rashi for Beyim. Said to do. Like Rabbi Eliezer said. Right? And you're not doing an end right now. No one's eating it anyway because it's tummy. Hey, all the dough is not as that, tummy, because we're all tummy. So what do? You do it like that. None of us ever bake on Pesach. It never happens. Right? It's not going to happen. But I guess maybe they used to do that. They have matzah bakeries like we have today. Every household will bake their own. So it became an issue. Says Rashi, here's the solution. This is what we do. We don't have like Rabbi Yeshua. We're not having dough rising in our homes. Not doing that. We're doing like Rabbi Eliezer. Bake everything. Put it in a basket. After you bake it, then give challah. Now, I did an end run around the issue of not baking on Yontif. That I'm not going to eat it. Because before I baked it, I was able to eat it. There you go. Very simple. Okay. Now, listen to this. Amalei, va'itmar Allah, itmar Allah, Amar Bishur ben Levi, lo she'el b'kara shel bavel. It's only in bavel. Shenoshcho zu mizu. Because the doughs are like sticky to each other, and you can still pull the dough off, so it's still, I can't combine them. Avo ba'achen lo, not if they're really matzahs already. How does a basket, I have a matzah, and another matzah, and another matzah, and another matzah, and each one's too small to give challah. How does putting them in one basket help that? How does it help that? Why am I chayav challah now? Why? So, hayit ma'alah, I'm Rabbi Chanina, I feel ba'achen. It helps, even ba'achen, even if it's pure cracker like type things. Why should they combine? Just because they're in one basket. The answer is they combine. That's the story. That's what it really is. I said, and that's how we hold. Now Rabbi Yirmiyah asks a question only Rabbi Yirmiyah can. And he asks the following question. But Rabbi Yirmiyah, Tavla, what if instead of putting them in a basket, you put them on a board? You put all the matzah on a board. So therefore what? They're not really in the same kli, because it's not a kli really. Yeah, it's a kli, it's a board, but it doesn't have walls. So what kind of mitzdarif is that on a board?
The same thing as putting something on a plate.
Correct. So that mitzdarif? So says Rabbi Yirmiyah, I don't know. Or tavla she'ein lo levazvizin. A board doesn't have any walls. Mao, what's the story? Toch kli bu'inon. It's not in a kli. V'holeka. It's not in a kli. Odilma avir kli bu'inon v'ho'ika. But it's still in a kli. It's in a kli, but it's not really a kli. It's a kli. It's a kli. But it's not really a kli, because it doesn't grab them all, because they don't wolf. Okay, Teiko, we don't have an answer to that question. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hasal Mitzdarfan, the basket is Mitzdarif. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Tano Mitzdarfan. The Tano is Mitzdarif for them. Even when you take them out, and you don't put them in the same basket, the fact that you put them in the same oven at the same time, that's Mitzdarif for them. That combines them all, to give you a share of challah. Rabbi Shimon Gamlil Omer, Kikaros shel bavel shenoshcho zumi zum it's terefes. No, they become mitzdarif because they're sticking to each other a little bit, and you know the dough. You know, when you pull the dough, that's mitzdarif them. Okay, different shitas. Okay. Next mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, shalosh nashim. You have three women, lashos kaachas. They can bake at the same time. Lashos kaachas. They're kneading dough at the same time. Ve'ofos betaner echad ze achar ze. And they could still bake one after the other. In other words, what Rabbi Gamliel is saying is that if three women are kneading dough, and only one of them can put in, the oven's only big enough to fit one woman's challah, matzahs. So the other two are sitting there waiting. Wait, what are they doing? They're looking at their phones, waiting for this one to finish. Right? It's not a problem of chametz. In that time period, it's not going to rise. I am sitting here waiting for her to finish her baking. That's fine. We needed it at the same time. It takes less than a minute to bake it. It's not a problem. Not a problem. That's what Gamliel says.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Several times we've had Mishnahs talking about women baking matzah. Does anyone question that there is it's okay for men or machines to bake that?
So men is not a problem. Anything a woman could do generally, a man could do also, right?
Okay.
Right? So why women? Because it's just a general thing. Women are generally the ones who are in the kitchen. That's just the way it was. Even Bisman Hazeh, I've only been to one matzah bakery in my life, and it was all women. It was all women there. In the matzah bakery. About 50 women. Massive long table. Women, I never saw, there's men there supervising. The guy who actually puts the dough into the oven is a man. There's a guy giving out the water is a man. But the actual ones rolling the dough were all women. And then sometimes people come, like, you know, some random guy comes and he's there for him. He's like, hey, they'll let him do it also. But it's 90% women. Now, I don't know about other, I only went to one bakery. I don't know what goes on in other places. I would imagine it's the same. Maybe because it's cheaper labor, you could pay them a little less. You know, all these reasons. They're not halachic reasons. It's not halachic reasons. Machines is a big shaila. It's a big shaila. The matzah has to be baked l'shma. So there's a man in the in the bakery, when you're doing a regular hand matzahs, there's a man, and the women are, L'shei matzahs mitzvah, L'shei matzahs mitzvah, L'shei matzahs, it's like a chant. You have L'shma. I'm baking this for mitzvah, not stamazoi. So when you have a machine, how do you have L'shma? When you push the button? Some say, yeah, when you push the button. So that's the issue with machines. This is a L'shma issue. In the olden days, it used to be a chametz issue. They wouldn't clean the machines. That doesn't apply to Bisman Hazeh. The only issue is the Shema. And most hold it's not an issue. You know? Bisman Hazeh. Some still do. Many don't.
And then there are those who say,
the L'chachil is the machines. Because the issue with the Chametz is not an issue.
Right.
It's not an issue at all. That used to be an issue 150 years ago when they invented machines. That they were unsanitary. They were dirty. There were a lot of Chametz in there. The Bisman Hazeh, they clean it every run. It's a whole different world. Okay. So, as Ramil says, don't worry about it. You're waiting online, three women waiting online, not a problem. Chacham say, Shalosh Nashim, Osekes Bebatzek Ka'achas. Now, Chacham say, I don't like that idea. I'd rather have everyone working at the same time on something else. You're rolling. You're rolling, you're baking. And there's a rotation like that, much better. No one's idle. Before, Rabbi Gamliel, people are idle. The woman's sitting looking at her phone, waiting for the woman. I don't want that. Achas Lasha, one needs. Achas Oreches, one arranges it. Achas Ofa, one bakes it. So someone's always busy doing something. No one's idle here. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo kol anashim, v'lo kol ha'etzim, v'lo kol tanurim shavim. Not every woman's the same. Not every oven's the same. Not every firewood's the same. It's not the same. Right? Rashi says, yesh atzlonios, some are lazy women. Umachmitzos, and they're going to become chametz im yeshu kolkach, if you let them sit around, do nothing. Yesh shtanur she'enu chamaher, some ovens are not so hot, takes a long time. Yesh eitzim she'enu nivar maher, not all wood burns at the same speed. You can't make a rule like this, says Rabbi Akiva. You can't make a rule like this. Zaklal, here's the rule. Tafach, if you see it starting to bloat, tiltosh bitzonein. Right? What you do is, wash the dough in water, and that'll slow down the process. Again, we don't know what that even means. Tanur Rabbanan. Lasha he. Tanur Rabbanan. So now we're going to say a brisa, which really is the middle sheet's way of having a rotation. Lasha he, she is kneading, mekatefes, she's arranging, v'chaverta lasha tachteha, her friend's kneading on the next to her, mekatefes, and then when she arranges it, he efa, the other one's baking it, v'chaverta mechatefes tachteha, and then another woman is arranging it, arranging the dough, v'ashlishas lasha, the third one's kneading the dough, ofa he, this one's baking, lasha, kneading, chaverta ofa tachteha, the other one's baking, v'ashlishas mechatefes v'chazeres chalila, there's a rotation going on over here. Calls man she'oskos pitzbatek in a baldechimit. As long as you're busy with the dough, it can't become chametz. Kneading it, arranging it. As long as you're busy with that, it won't become chametz. So don't have women be idle, waiting online. No. Have them being a rotation, it'll never become chametz. Rabbi Akiva, local Nashim. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Akiva. Dante lefnei Rabbi Gamliel. Yilmadene Rabbeinu. Benashim zrizos or benashim shen zrizos? Well, what kind of women are we talking about? Talking about lazy women or not lazy women? Be'etim lachim or be'etim yiveshim. Well, is it dry wood or wet wood? Dry wood burns much faster. Tanur cham or tanur tonin. What kind of oven was it? In other words, you can't give a rule like this. Amalei, ein l'cha el amasha shinu chachamim. I don't know. I don't know all the answers to all your questions. What kind of women was it? Was it a good woman? A lazy? I don't know. Doesn't matter. Calls out klal tafach talosh betzonin. If it's going to get bloating, it's starting to rise. Put it in cold water. So a woman wants to sit on her phone. I have no problem with that because it could be it's not going to be a problem. But if she says she has to get she has to jump the gun and put it in cold water and therefore it won't rise. Okay. Yeah. I said, we don't know what that means. Yeah. We don't know what that means.
I thought the way that the baking was set up in the olden days was people baking their homes and then more as the communal oven.
I don't know about that either. I don't know when that was. Maybe that's what's going on over here, right? What if the women do? Yeah, or maybe the rich one had an oven and the other two neighbors came to the house to bake them by her house.
Yeah, but it does sound like that.
It sounds like it's like a communal type of thing. It does sound like that. So the Chazanish says, what are Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva arguing about? What are they arguing about? The answer is very simple. They're arguing about, are we choshesh that within 18 minutes, it's going to rise? Right? So Rabbi Gamliel says, I'm choshesh for that. Rabbi Gamliel, who says I'm choshesh for that? What? No, so Rabbi Gamliel says, I'm not choshesh for that, as long as, therefore, I let them, they can be idle. I don't mind. If they see it's a problem, they're going to take action. They see it starting to rise, they'll put it in cold. I'm not worried about that. So therefore, I let them, that's what we'll start off. They could sit on their phone, I don't care. I'm not choshesh that it's going to be so delayed, 18 minutes, a long time. It doesn't take 18 minutes to bake a dough. So I'm not choshesh for that. Rabbi Kiva says, I am. I'm choshesh for that. Therefore, they can't be idle. That's what they're arguing about. I can't hear you. No, it's a chashash whether or not women are going to be idle and then become lazier, and then forget or something like that. They're going to be reading some article on their phone and they're not going to. Oh my goodness, I forgot about the chal. Rabbi Gamliel says I'm not choshesh for that. Therefore, they could be idle for a few minutes. I don't mind. Rabbi Akiva says no, I mind. Okay. Next, Si'ur. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. They can't put water on. Rabbi Akiva never said that. Rabbi Akiva said they can never be idle. Everyone, they will always have to be working. Therefore, they're never going to have. My fear is never going to come to fruition. According to you, Rabbi Gamliel, it might come to fruition. A woman sitting around doing nothing. She's waiting for them to bake. She'll fall asleep. 25 minutes later, she wakes up. Oh, we put it in the oven now. Now it's too late. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva says, I'm choshesh for that. Therefore, never be idle. What? Right. The issue isn't the shear. The issue is the lazy. We both agree. No one disputes the shear is 18 minutes. The issue is lazy. So Rabbi Gamliel says, I'm not choshesh for that. People are falling asleep. I'm not choshesh for that. Therefore, they consider read the newspaper while they're waiting for their friend to bake.
What he's saying is, yeah. Is 18 minutes a shear or 18 minutes is not a shear?
18 minutes is a shear.
Then who cares if you're lazy or not?
No, because you might fall asleep. You might get engrossed in reading the article, and therefore, what? Right. So Rabbi Gamliel says, "I'm not choshesh that someone's going to fall asleep. I'm not choshesh someone's going to read the newspaper. Therefore, it'll never go over 18 minutes." Rabbi Akiva says, "I am choshesh. Therefore, never be idle. Never be idle."
Now it goes back to, are you baking on Pesach? Because if it's before Pesach, regular matzah baking rules, you could throw it in the garbage.
Correct.
But here, it would be a problem because on Pesach, if you forgot and you went past 18 minutes,
then you violate a malacha. So but we're not worried about that so much. We're worried about chametz.
Right.
The issue is chametz.
You have a problem with real
chametz. Right.
You went to a matzah bakery and you got lazy and it was
before. In a chanami. In a chanami. In a chanami. In a chanami. Fair enough. Now, the next mission I have to grant you, I'm not 100% sure what's going on because I don't know the properties of dough. I don't think anybody knows what this Mishnah means. Seor. Seor, Rashi says, is Shalom Hichmetz Kol Tzarcho. Whatever that means. It's not really chametz. What does that mean even? I don't know what that means. Anyway, Yisharef. You have to burn it. Why do you have to burn it? Because it's a little bit chametz. But V'ochlo, putter. But if you eat it, you're not over-eating chametz on Pesach. It's not really chametz. Siduk. If it starts to develop siduk, which is some kind of chametz properties, yisarif, you have to burn it. V'ochlo chayiv karis, eat that on Pesach, chayiv karis, yeh chametz. Ezehu sior, what is sior? Kikarnei chagazim, like the antenna of a grasshopper, meaning it's starting to have cracks in the chametz, in the dough, like the antenna of a grasshopper. What that means, what the shear is, I have no idea. Uh-huh, okay. Siduk, what does siduk mean? Shenis arvu sadok in zeh bezeh divrei b'Yehuda. Now, they're already meeting each other. They're mixed together. Chacham omrim, zeh bezeh ha'ochlo chayev kares. If you eat both of them, you chayev kares. Vezeh sir, what's sir? We have a chayev kares, because it's not really chametz. Kol shechsifu panav ka'adam she'omei sa'orosav. It's like a person who's, it looks like the color of a person who's embarrassed when his hair stands up, when he gets like goosebumps. Whatever that is, that's the shear of chametz, the shear of seer. What that means, how do you measure that? Nobody knows. Tanu Rabbanan, ezu seer, what does that mean, seer? Kol shechsifu panav ka'adam she'amdos arosav. Like we said before, it's the look of a person when his hair stands on end. Siduk, what's siduk? Karnei chagavim divrei Rameir. Rameir says it's like a grasshopper antenna. Chacham omrim, ezu siur, karnei chagavim. Now that's siur. Siduk is shenis arvu sidukin zeh bezeh. When the dough has crisscrossing lines, right? Zeh bezeh ochu chayiv kares. If you eat either one of these, you get kares because it's chametz. Our Mishnah said, "Sir, you serve local potter." Did Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda said, "If you eat sir, you potter." So, Ema, l'divrei Rabbi Meir, zev is al chayiv karis. Right? Only Rabbi Meir said that. Rabbi Meir said, "According to Rabbi Meir, chayiv karis on that." Omar Rava, my time with Rabbi Meir. What's the reason for that? Why chayiv karis? We said it's not really chametz. Ein l'cha kol sedek v'sedek v'lemayla. There's no sedek on top, above on what's visible. She'ein kol lo kamis sedakim l'mata. If you see the cracks on top, it's much worse below. In the dough, it's much worse, and therefore it's already chametz. And therefore, you chayv if you eat it because it's really chametz. What that meant, I don't know. I'm not an expert. I don't even know if the expert. I don't know what the Mishnah said. It doesn't make a difference. Mishnah said it doesn't come up really. And tomorrow, the Mishnah starts off with something that happens very rarely, but it happens this year. Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. And if you notice, the Gemara is 5 lines. So the whole thing that I had to say about that issue was 5 lines. So we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day and a good Shabbos.